This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, and we are coming to you live from the 2016 Liberty Forum up here in Manchester, New Hampshire. The weather's been warm, by unseasonably warm, I think is the terminology. The caveat one gives when it's 45 degrees out and there's still snow on the ground, but we're calling it warm. I mean, here in New Hampshire, this is shorts weather. And it's been a really great event. We had Edward Snowden spoke via satellite link from Moscow earlier today. We've also had just a large bevy of speakers, chief among them being Nick Gillespie, Walter Block, some real big names in the Liberty movement. But I think the big story for this evening is the numbers coming in from the Nevada caucus, the South Carolina primary. And it looks like from the Nevada caucus that Clinton is leading Sanders by 5 points, but this was supposed to be the firewall. By the way, it's Rich Paul.
And Mark Edge.
Thank you so much. Mark Edge and Rich Paul.
Yeah, it's us.
The numbers out of the Democratic caucus are that Clinton's up by 5 points. This was supposed to be the firewall. She was supposed to have the minority vote coming in, and she certainly won. Don't want to take that away from her, but I think that Sanders showing with 47.5% shows that he can move Democratic voters.
I got to say I'm disappointed because I wanted to see Hillary beat Sanders without winning a single state.
Looks like she's won one now, and you might be right. You know, the Clinton war machine is it's powerful within the Democratic Party, and it's quite possible that if it comes down to a brokered convention, that Sanders might not be able to do it.
Was that a broken convention, you said?
That much true. That much is true. So what would you say are the positives for Sanders from a libertarian standpoint?
Well, his best features is that he is neither Hillary Clinton nor Donald Trump. I mean, if you look at civil liberties, he's a little bit better than either Hillary or Trump. If you, I don't think he would be as vindictive in terms of sentencing or have that desire. I think he would be less of a problem on victimless crimes. He would, of course, try to implement socialism, which requires kind of an Iron Man to do, and Bernie is exactly the opposite of an Iron Man. So I really want to see what it looks like when a leader so weak that he can't keep a couple of protesters off his stage tries to impose socialism on an armed nation. It may well produce a veritable paradise for agorists and people who operate outside the system. They just run
black
their
marketeers,
own
gray marketeers.
Gray marketeers. I like that phrase. I'm going to stick with that.
One of the things I like about Sanders is it seems like he'd be so focused on domestic policy that he wouldn't have time for foreign policy. He's not perfect in the foreign policy realm, but it seems like he's better in that area than some. He's not going to get
He's definitely better than some. And the voting, too, there's some weakness to the argument about how, he voted to fund the wars. Because what they do is they vote to have the war. And then they send the soldiers over. And then they say, if you want them to have equipment and bullets and guns, you're going to have to vote for this funding bill. Yeah. Otherwise, they're going to be sitting out there over there in their jock straps getting shot at by the locals. So you know, it's a very difficult position to put somebody in. And none of this, just as Ron Paul said when he said that Bernie Sanders was the most liberty-oriented candidate, the interviewer asked him, "Is that a is that an endorsement?" And he said, "Absolutely not." And so, please don't interpret any of this as an endorsement of Bernie. I mean, it's like picking, you know, your favorite communicable disease.
Right.
The list of candidates is not that good.
Yeah. They're all clingy, though. Yeah, so with 10% of the numbers coming in from South Carolina, Trump's up by somewhere around 10%, maybe a little less than 10% over Rubio.
Is that just a trumped-up number?
Well, at this point, they have not been declared by The Atlantic as a final or anything like that. But it's unlikely, it seems to me, that his numbers are going to fall this dramatically in this short period of time. But I could be wrong. Cruz is trailing Rubio by a bit, and then Kasich and Bush and Carson. I guess Fiorina's out. I didn't even realize that. So many of them, it's hard to keep track. But those are Bush and Carson coming in less than 10%.
If they were serious about not having a President Trump, it seems like they would narrow that field a little bit. You know, he looks really good at his, 27 or 37%?
For Trump?
For Trump.
Yeah, 32.
Yeah, but 32%, you know, that's less than a third. He happens to be operating in a seven-candidate race still.
If Cruz and Rubio could decide that they, who could be top dog, they could get together and do decide, hey, I'll let you be vice president. You know, make up their minds on that one. Then,
and then if they euthanized Bush,
he's going to run until the money runs out.
My God, I have never had a performance by a Republican candidate inspire such a feeling of compassion and pathos in me as this poor Bush man who's please clap after making a statement at his rallies, and they barely do it, you know. I guess I'm glad that family has fallen on such disrepute because they've done such damage, but Jeb just seems like a really dumb guy who just doesn't really know why he's there.
I was a resident of Florida when he was the governor. By no means is he dumber than any particular politician out there. I mean, he's a pretty good governor of Florida. It's just
how do you recognize the smartest amoeba?
You just don't. I mean, the thing is that America's sick of Bushes. They're not going to have a Bush-Clinton election, and apparently George Bush is the one who's going to, because it looks like you're going to have a Clinton-somebody election, but it doesn't look like it's going to be Bush. So, you know, whatever. It's going to go one way or the other. But if Rubio and Cruz could put their numbers together, they could beat Trump, and that's kind of the trick here, is because you basically have, you know, your Republicans splitting the vote against Trump, and otherwise Trump's going to run away with this. If they don't come to some conclusion relatively quickly, he's going to have won every one of these things. I obviously didn't win the Iowa caucus, but he's putting together New Hampshire and then South Carolina, and where is it going to go from there? I don't know the answer. But
how do you think a Trump-Sanders matchup would end? Who do you think would win?
I don't know. It's hard to know where a Trump matchup of anyone with Trump is going to go, because he keeps on surprising me. I'm not going to make any predictions on this guy any longer. I said early on, this is a quote, he's nothing but a bear juggling bowling balls on a unicycle, right? It's just, he's a distraction. And apparently this distraction is running away with it. So,
mission accomplished.
Right, I don't know. So you got the socialists winning the Democratic nomination. You have, or quite possibly winning the Democratic nomination. You have the Democrat winning the Republican nomination. You've got a Republican who's likely to be the Libertarian nomination. I mean, is America confused yet?
Now, who do you expect to get the Libertarian nomination?
I'm talking about Johnson, who's a Republican governor, two-term Republican governor of New Mexico. Obviously, he's the guy I'm likely to vote for. He's the vetoist governor in the history of the United States. He put out more vetoes than any other governor in the history of the United States. And he was able to get elected twice, so he's got the executive experience and all that stuff. I like him. I've met him personally. He's an amicable guy and these sorts of things. So, you know, he's the one that I like. But
I like Johnson, and I supported him last time. I also like McAfee a bit in that he might be able to make more noise, almost doing a Trump-esque thing because he's a little nuts.
He could out-Trump Trump.
Well, maybe not out-Trump him, but out-Trump Gary.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Saturday evening. We're coming to you live from the Liberty Forum in Manchester, New Hampshire. And it has been a really great event. It's Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
So the number 855-450-3733. We've been talking about these numbers coming in from the South Carolina caucus, South Carolina primary and the Nevada caucus, and just taking a look and kind of wondering. It's to me at this point with my guy out, Rand Paul's out. So I'm just looking at it as a horse race. Huh. I wonder who's going to take this and who's going to mess things up the worst here. And I don't have a horse in this race at this point.
No, there are no good options left for libertarians in at least the primaries. In the general election, McAfee's all right, Gary Johnson's okay, but the game is rigged and they'll be excluded from the debates. So
right,
that's
difficult for libertarians to compete when they're not allowed into the debates. None of the major party candidates really seem to care at all when it comes to your privacy, and you can fix that to some extent, and you start with ProXPN. The internet was meant to be used anonymously, if that's what you want, without oversight, but many governments and companies are thriving off the lack of privacy that you have on the internet today. ProXPN can give you that privacy back. It's a virtual private network that encrypts your data right from your computer all the way, or your mobile device, all the way up to the website you go into. They offer OpenVPN. That's the gold standard of network encryption. It works with Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux. And unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities. With other servers being added all the time, they work hard to give you greater speed compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, you can ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept a credit card, even Bitcoin. So if you use the coupon code FTL50, you get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to proxpn.com, use the code FTL50, and take back your privacy, which is your right, because I can tell you these presidential candidates don't care about it at all. Looks like Clinton's up about 5% over Sanders in Nevada, and coming out of South Carolina, Trump appears to be just a hair under about 9%, hair under 10% from Rubio, who's pretty close to Cruz here. Kasich just over 10%, Bush and Carson below 10%. And I don't know when they're going to drop out, but they're not performing. It doesn't seem like they're going to place in any kind of relevance here in the future. So one of the things that the Pope said here about Trump recently this week, he said that Trump's not very Christian. He wanted to put up a wall and all that stuff. And, Trump kind of got, he was at Liberty University, which appears to be a rite of passage for Republican candidates. You got to go to Liberty University. And instead of saying 2 Corinthians, he said 2 Corinthians. Which, appears to be sort of a dog whistle for Christians saying, well, hey, he doesn't know enough or something. I don't know. Enough people are saying that he's just not Christian because he didn't know that 2 Corinthians wasn't 2 Corinthians or something like that. You know, so he's just reading.
I don't know about that. I'm not a Christian.
I get the but you're not claiming to be.
No, I'm not claiming to be.
You're not at Liberty University portraying yourself as, hey, the Bible. Hey, the Bible. How about that Bible? I love it. I love the Bible and all of its Bible stuff and that kind of thing. Right? You're not doing that. And I don't get the impression that Donald Trump is a particularly religious person.
I don't get the impression that the Pope is a particularly religious person.
Why is that? What do you think is not religious about the Pope?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's religious, but he doesn't seem to be Catholic. I mean, hasn't he kind of, switched a lot of the things that Catholics were pretty sure about for the last couple of thousand years?
Like?
Let's see.
He recently have said contraception was okay in the case of the Zika virus, perhaps.
Yeah, well, he's also eased up the positions on homosexuality. He's changed from the Catholic Church used to more or less follow the example of Lord Acton, of course, who was famous for saying that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and he was a Catholic economist, whereas now it seems like the current Pope is more of a liberation theology kind of guy, some sort of Catholic socialist.
Well, he certainly appears to be of the opinion that governments should help the poor, and there's the Bible has a great deal about
helping. Funny because Jesus was of the opinion that Christians should help the poor, not the government.
Jesus never used the term Christian, right? So, I mean, yes, Jesus believed that people should help the poor.
Did he call them means?
What's that?
Did he call them means?
Didn't call them means.
Oh, okay. I don't blame him. It would have been bad PR.
Yeah, it wouldn't. I don't think that the idea of Christianity came around till Paul. In many cases, this was just preaching for Jews as opposed to preaching for the rest of the world. Paul took it and went so much further. In my opinion, he changed some of the foundational doctrine, but, you know, whatever. Nonetheless, what Jesus said to render under Caesar what is Caesar's, and he, had a coin. There was a coin proffered, and it had his picture on it. I always felt like that was kind of a, Jesus sort of tricking the Pharisees. You have a coin in your pocket? Whose picture's on it? Caesar. Well, render under Caesar what is Caesar's. I've got a dollar bill in my pocket, and it doesn't belong to George Washington. I don't care whose picture it's on. It doesn't say, if it says United States, it's not the United States' money. It's mine. I earned it. So therefore, I don't have to render it under the United States government to be within this preaching of Jesus in this area. That's one of the things I've thought. I do get why, so many of these leaders want, you to support whomever, but through the government. Let's go to Dave calling in from Madison. Dave, you're on Free Talk.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I think the reason Pope Francis is so different is because he's a Franciscan, and Franciscans focus on
the poor folks. Yep.
And unlike the other some of the other sects. The reason I'm calling in is I think there's a very real possibility that for the first time in the media age, we might have somebody. Where we might have an election where nobody gets 270 electoral votes.
In which side?
In which case,
electoral votes. Okay, general. In the general.
Yeah, in the general. Right. So somebody has to get 270 to win. It's not enough if, say Trump runs as a third party candidate, or if Trump gets the nomination, the Republicans sponsor a third-party candidate, or Sanders gets disgusted with Clinton and becomes a third-party candidate, or Bloomberg gets in, whoever it is. If somebody gets a significant number of electoral votes to deny anybody 270, my understanding is it goes to the House of Representatives, and the last time that happened, there wasn't a lot of media coverage, but I don't know how that's going to go over with the general public if that happens in this day and age.
Yeah, it's the Constitution. I don't know what one's supposed to do about it. It was, written a very long period of time ago, and you might be right, and if it is, then that'll be the result. I suspect it'll be a Republican if it goes to the House.
I suspect so, and the last time it happened, they did away with Reconstruction and gave the presidency to the second place candidate, so that's a lot to think about.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. You can call in, too, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, coming to you live this Saturday night from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's been an epic event. Rich Paul with you.
I'm sorry,
Mark Edge with you and Rich Paul with you. Sorry.
Are you having a hard time keeping track of which one of us is which?
I look at you, one. And then I say, you're here. And that's it. No idea. And normally, Ian is on the first mic. He's over accepting an award.
He knows who all of us
are.
Yeah,
he knows who everybody is. He is accepting an award for Free Talk Live. Usually I'm just the color guy. You know, I sit over there, do what you're doing now, you know, make fun of people.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You talk, I'll kibitz.
Right. What we've been talking about is the numbers coming in here from Nevada and from South Carolina. And, you know, the candidates, it looks like
Hillary's up by a little, Trump's up by a bit more, and it's, you know, neck and neck. The Pope has recently said that Trump's not Christian. I've been getting your calls on that. Let's go to the lines. It's Marvin calling in from Hackensack, listening on WVNJ. Marvin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I have two comments. First thing, previous caller said that Pope Francis is a Franciscan, but he's in fact a Jesuit. He's the first Jesuit to be Pope.
Is that so? Okay. Can one not be? I'm not real familiar with this stuff. Can one not be a Franciscan and a Jesuit?
No, they're separate orders. It'd be like being a Democrat and a Republican or something like that.
Like Trump.
Yeah. You're either one or the other.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Go ahead.
Second item, you said the dollar in your pocket is yours, but it is in fact the Federal Reserve promissory note, and it can be, it's a debt instrument issued by the Federal Reserve, and it can be rescinded at any time.
How would it be rescinded?
The Federal Reserve could say that debt is no longer valid.
The Federal Reserve has lent the money to the United States Treasury, so they're not likely to do that, right?
Well, no. If you look at the top of your dollar bill,
right,
it says
Federal Reserve note. And a note means an instrument of debt. You're correct.
Every note. And they can rescind that note in a position of the person who has it at any time. That's in their powers because they write the rules. Well, you don't own the cash you own. You have in your pocket.
So I don't, when I have the money, then it's not my promissory note that I don't have that debt instrument? Is that what you're saying?
No, promissory note. They've issued this paper saying that they'll let you trade debt owed them as an exchange.
Well, and it's legal tender for all debts domestic, right?
Right. But they can rescind, they can say, they can call back the debt that they've offered you at any time. The debt that they've issued you to use as a means of exchange.
So how would the piece of paper wouldn't disappear. The numbers aren't going to disappear out of my bank account, although that did happen in Cyprus when everybody got that, what was that, 40% or 10%? I can't remember what the haircut was called, but people had money taken right out of their bank accounts.
Wow.
Okay, the monetary system can collapse, and a lot of people say it's coming.
Of course it can.
It's going to happen. But they'll just say
any system that's created on fiat currency has always collapsed. The longest running at this point is the pound sterling. The United States Federal Reserve note has basically been in existence since the Bretton Woods Accord in the early 71, somewhere between 69 and 71, depending on with whom you speak.
But a monetary collapse doesn't mean that the dollar bills in your wallet break and stop working.
Well, they don't stop being yours.
Well, yeah, it means that they print more money until the world is so flooded with money that people don't want
it. Well, that's a
form. Value will drop to
zero. That's a form of monetary collapse called hyperinflation.
Yes.
But I don't know what really the other ones, what form they would take. I suppose if the United States government used its coining powers, this is getting really wonky here for people who care about currency. Currencies and that sort of thing. But the United States Mint is a separate organization from the Federal Reserve. They both make money. So the United States Mint could, say, mint $18 trillion coins made out of platinum or aluminum. It really wouldn't make a difference what the metal was. And they could then pay off the debt, the current debt. And actually, they'd probably have to go something like $90 trillion in order to get all the unfunded liabilities that are out there. But at that point, then they just have to create a new different dollar currency through the mint.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to repudiate the debt. Just print out enough money to pay it and then say, oh, and by the way, we're not going to use the dollars anymore, so enjoy those things. They'll be worth something someday.
Effectively, what that would do is take all the money in M0 and M1 and then add this new $18 trillion to it. So you would actually be inflating the currency, not deflating it at that point.
Oh, yeah, you'd be inflating the currency. The idea then would be to say, okay, now that we've inflated the dollar out of existence, we're going to start using the American peso, and you enjoy those dollars. Good luck spending them, because we're not taking them for taxes anymore, by the way.
Marvin?
Quick point. You called it a fiat currency, but it's not a currency. It's a promissory note.
Doesn't it say currency on it?
How do you define those two terms technically?
What's that?
What's the distinction in your mind between a currency and a promissory note?
Well, no, I said a fiat currency. You're just saying it's a means of exchange because we said so. But
right.
You're issuing is you're saying we'll say you own part of the debt that's issued that we. That
oh, you do own part of the debt. I'm sorry to tell you, they're gonna take that stuff out of your income.
No, I meant to say Federal Reserve issues a currency based, if they issue you a promissory note. You're saying the money that's due us, you can say is you now as a means of exchange. So it's not fiat. There's something backing it up.
What's backing it up? Your labor or
no,
petrodollars?
The debt owed to the Federal Reserve.
See, the kind of thing, a debt is a difficult way to back a currency. I mean, you're right that it could, fiat is the easiest, the shorthand term for taking something that isn't backed with something of value and just describing how they create money. I think fiat's a functional definition.
If I owe you $10.
Yep.
And you wanted to say, and you owe your partner there $5. You could say, okay, look, I'm transferring the money owed me to you, and I'm going to wipe out what I owe you.
Yeah, I don't suspect that's going to work out. Have you ever tried doing that? Usually the friends are like, yeah, well, that guy's a bum. I don't want to take that money from him.
No. I'm just trying to use an example. The key thing is what they issue as currency. Because currency is just a means of exchange.
Indeed it is.
What the exchange is debt. To the Federal Reserve.
Thanks for the call, Marvin. Appreciate it.
Hey, keep up with the reports on the elections.
Thank you so much. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. One thing that I can tell you that most of America doesn't want to hear is libertarians talk about money, because we know so much more about currency than your average person.
When people asked me what a libertarian was, I used to tell them to imagine a heavily armed economist.
So, ultimately, at one point, currency was backed up by metals. Silver, gold, you've heard of silver certificates. You could turn in the money and get a commensurate amount of silver or gold, depending on the situation. And many times the coins themselves were made of these valuable currencies.
But, of course, the payoff for that was that prices didn't rise over time. They actually fell over time very slightly as more efficient methods of production were created.
So I got the numbers in here from South Carolina. It looks like Clinton's going to keep it at 5% in Nevada. But in South Carolina, Trump's up by still a bit under 10%. Rubio at 22.5%. Cruz at 22%. So he's closing the gap there. It's going to be, looks like it's going to be something close to a tie. And Kasich has slipped down. Cruz taking a little bite of Kasich's apple there. And Kasich, Bush, and Carson all below 10%. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear. A life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters. For the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition, coming to you live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It is an epic liberty-oriented event that goes on every year here in New Hampshire in the wintertime to introduce people to the ideas of the Free State Project. Come up here, take a look at things, and, you know, one of the big complaints about the Free State Project is it's in New Hampshire, and it's cold here, so, yeah. Come see what it's like in the winter in New Hampshire. That way, there's no doubt that you're ready and committed to move so that people can get more freedom. The idea is to bring more freedom to one state and see how that goes. Because without liberty, warmth is cold comfort. We know what a democratic state looks like. We've got New York, California, New Jersey, the whole variety of them. We know what a Republican state looks like. We've got Utah, Texas, plenty of southern states.
Louisiana.
Wherever they are. We've got them. We know what they look like. So what we don't know is if the ideas of liberty are implemented on the state level, what would that look like? So that's what our goal here is at the Free State Project. Wanted to give you the numbers coming out of the out of Nevada and South Carolina. Clinton's up by 5% with 85% of the precincts reporting. So, yeah, that's a done deal. Clinton's got Sanders by 5%, which I'd still say is an incredible showing for Sanders. Trump is up by a bit under 10% over Rubio and Cruz. They're not showing the precincts reporting here, but it's just under a third, I'd say. And then Kasich, Bush, and Carson coming in below 10%.
One of the speakers here at the Liberty Forum, somebody I've had, you've spoken in past Liberty Forums, I believe, James, and you've recently done something pretty pretty interesting. So this is James Davis, and you're an expert at kids' camps, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
And you are interested in the ideas of unschooling and things like that, sort of, and you've created a voluntarist kids' camp.
Right.
Tell me what that might look like, because
sure.
These have to be a lot of words that people aren't familiar with.
Yeah, well, kids are like small versions of people.
Mm-hmm.
They're
kind of dirtier. Yeah.
You know, as you know,
noise at one end and no responsibility at the other, as Heinlein wrote.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I first considered actually moving up for the Free State Project in about 2010, and it was between the Free State Project and this other venture at that time. And at the time, you know, I had a young son, and we didn't feel like there was enough family infrastructure up here at the time. And so what my wife and I did at the time was go to essentially a failing nonprofit camp and experiment with turning it into a little voluntarist microcosm where we bring kids in, you know, 80 to 100 per week, make the only rules that you couldn't hurt anyone or take their things, and I guess not do any illegal stuff, unfortunately.
Right, sure.
They get you in big trouble if you do that. And
they didn't have enough time to start a hemp farm or something.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So we went up there and had a go at it, and, you know, the results were tremendous, but, you know, we more than doubled the number of kids, great qualitative feedback, even from very authoritative parents, and we're talking, like, no bedtimes, eat whatever you want, like, stuff that seems pretty weird to most parents.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good camp. One thing you told me today as we were talking was that this was a religious camp that you took over, and you made chapel optional.
Correct, yeah.
And then what were the percentages of participation?
Like 95 or 98.
You had something like 95% participation in chapel when it was optional. Now, when I went to religious camp, I went to religious school, some of the most arduous stuff that we did was the religious training. It was just boring and pedantic, and I just didn't like it that much.
Well, right, and this is what no one understands, unfortunately, which is that if you have a really good idea, you shouldn't have to force someone to believe it, too. And so when we got there, what we pitched them on was, why would you want kids to be a part of your religion who don't want to be? Instead, we'll turn this part over because, you know, I'm not a theologian.
Right.
But we had counselors who were very passionate in this area, and we turned it over to them and said, do whatever you want. You know, if you make it fun enough and if you make it interesting and relevant to these kids, they'll show up. And they did, you know. They did a really nice job with it, and the kids who didn't want to do that went outside and played kickball, you know. So.
And who doesn't like kickball?
Who doesn't like kickball? Right. But, of course, the problem over time is when you're running something for someone else, they have say, and even though the results, you know, both qualitatively, you know, great feedback from parents and donors and everyone involved, quantitatively, tons and tons more kids. We increased enrollment by more than 150% in 3 years. You know, they just didn't like it. Didn't look like church camp to them, right? And so, ultimately,
because 5% of the students weren't, or 5% of the campers weren't going to chapel.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so we, you know, we talked about it, and interestingly, you know, it was just getting at the end of one of our summers in 2013, I think it was, and it was just walking my dog, listening to Free Talk Live, hearing you and Ian say, like, for the 50,000th time, if you love liberty, why aren't you in New Hampshire? And I went back home and said to my wife, remember when we were going to move to New Hampshire? Why aren't we in New Hampshire? You know, and so that was the first year of Keenvention. I think we came out, and, you know, then we moved the next year. We didn't even show up for the next summer. So
now you've taken these ideas that you learned at this first camp, and you've implemented them in real life at a what are you calling it? What's the terminology you're using? I don't want to make
it. Yeah, so we made a new camp. It's a long story short. You know, some of the few people who worked with me at the old camp, we founded a new camp. It's called Camp Stomping Ground, and it's not religiously affiliated. And the kids show up and do whatever they want. So, you know, we come up with a lot of programming and, you know, design fun things for them to do, and you know, our training.
It seems like they like programming. I mean, it seems like they want fun.
Well, they
things.
Like options. But, you know, in a lot of ways, when you're a teenager, as you recall, half of the experience is just the ability to learn to look into someone's eyes and fall in love with them, you know, as friends, and stay up till 4 a.m. and, you know, and just be a human being, you know. And so
I get an idea when you say what they do whatever they want. I get some idea of what they might have been doing.
Well, yeah, we're not allowed to let them, like, have sex with each other.
Thank goodness.
So.
It seems like that's going to send something home to mom and dad.
Yeah, we'll get in big trouble if we do that. But, you know, What we do, though, is we let them swear and we let them, you know, decide for themselves how they want to organize, with whom they want to spend their time, and when they wake up and when they go to bed and things like that.
Yeah, when it comes to swearing, so my son's 8 years old.
Right.
And it's impossible to live on planet Earth and, you know, not control what he consumes through the media vigilantly. And basically swear words come up, right? Like if he's going to see a modern movie, he's going to hear a swear word. You can't see the Transformers movie from the 1980s and not hear a swear word. You're going to hear these things. So, I don't tell my son that he can't swear. I just tell him, look, there's appropriate places to do these kind of things and inappropriate places to do these things. And I'm really, really certain you shouldn't be swearing in front of your mommy and or in front of your Muffy. That's what we call my mother, Mrs. Muffy. And, you keep it down in front of, the mothers and, grandmothers, and things will probably be better for you, okay?
Sure. Yeah. Well, and I think it's, part of learning to move in the world. Like what we say our mission is to prepare kids for the first day where they wake up and there's no one to tell them what to do.
And that happens, right? Yeah. To every one of us that occurs.
To every one of us, hopefully. And so when you wake up and there's no one there to tell you what to do, you need to figure out when it's appropriate to swear and when it's not. And you need to figure out, how to make your way in the world, how to surround yourself with people who build you up. Because I really think the most crushing part of the current paradigm and how kids are interacted with is the simple fact that most people don't believe that they even have control over their own lives. They believe things like, well, you should learn to be around people you don't like because you're going to need to do that someday. I never spend time with people I don't like.
Right. I spend so little time with people I don't like. Like
right.
I'm 44 years old. I got my own business and I don't need to hang out with people I don't like.
Right.
I get, 3 hours a night for those people to call in if that's what they want to do at 855-450-3733. And I'm sure we'll get more than one, calling in, in the next couple of days, but I don't do that.
Yeah.
If I had to work with a person, if I had to work with one person that was as bad as the worst 10 people that I had to deal with in high school, I would first go talk to my boss. Look, this is a real problem. It's messing with your work environment. It's messing with me, and you've got to fix this immediately. And if that didn't work, and it doesn't work when you go to public school or even private school in many cases, it doesn't work in school because they're incentivized to keep these people there.
Well, and that's heartbreaking to me. It's heartbreaking to me that people become so practiced at being mistreated and become so practiced at managing their boredom that they're willing to tolerate living their whole lives that way.
Right. They find marriages. They find relationships just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's,
so that's what
really, really bad.
We're chipping away at. So, my vision at first was to start a school, of course, but I wasn't equipped red tape-wise to snip through all that and get that done. But camps are nice because, there's no, even very authoritative parents don't have a lot of academic expectations for what happens at camp. So what we do is, we do our thing at our camp and, it's gone pretty well. And we also do consulting and go work with other camps and speak at conferences and things and tell them your kids will like your camp if you just let them do whatever they want.
Right. And what do they say to that?
So they say,
to be a real paradigm breaker.
It reminds you a lot of having liberty-based discussions because they just want to offer objections why it couldn't work for them, well, how old are the kids? Are they special needs? Are they from poor backgrounds?
Right.
Say yes.
We do. We put kids in wheelchairs with the, want to do it, let them do whatever they want.
We do. Well, and a lot of times, too, and this is, I think,
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Got camp questions? It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.